This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee as well as the House Foreign Affairs Committee. We want to talk to him today about several different aspects of the war on terror. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
And Greg, it's an honor to be back with you. I appreciate actually almost being on every other month with you, Greg. So I appreciate what you do to educate the American people.
Well, we appreciate your time as always, sir. And let's start with the situation in Afghanistan. Apparently, the report from General McChrystal was leaked to the Washington Post. But nonetheless, we know now that his characterization there is that this will be a mission failure unless we quickly implement a new strategy. And that strategy includes a considerable increase in troop numbers. What do you make of his assessment of where we stand in Afghanistan right now?
Well, I believe that we should respect our military commanders. In fact, I issued a release on March 27th of this year commending President Obama for consulting with the military commanders for providing additional troops. Last month, I visited with the Marines at Camp Bastion, Camp Leatherneck, there in Helmand Province. And so I know that our Marines are making a difference, and I appreciate the President having the courage in March to follow military commanders, and I hope that's what we'll be doing in the future.
The Congressman, tell our listeners a little bit more, because you make these trips on a frequent basis to see our military leaders, to see our troops, and to just get a feel for what they're actually dealing with since it's so far away. What did you notice on this latest trip about the morale and in terms of what we're trying to accomplish there?
Well, it was my 9th visit. The morale is very high. Our military know that they're making progress. A long way to go, but Greg, making progress, training the Afghan police and army units, it's going to take a long time in a primitive country. This is the third poorest country on earth. It is a country which has geography which is extraordinarily difficult, but I have faith in the Afghan people. They do not want to return to Taliban dictatorial control.
And in terms of the direness of the situation, we just had a retired military general on yesterday saying that the president needs to make a decisive strategy proclamation now and go with it, that his stated policy right now of taking his time to make sure he's got all the facts is not going to be to our benefit.
I really hope, and as I indicated back in March, commending the president, that he will act decisively. This is for the American people. By providing security and some level of civil government in Afghanistan, this is to protect the American people. We know that September the 11th, the attacks on New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington were directed from a valley in Afghanistan. We should not have to learn that again. And what we're doing is truly protecting the American people by providing for a stable government in Afghanistan.
How would you define victory there, sir?
I would define victory that there will always be a level of violence, but we can provide that it not be a safe haven, that future bin Ladens are not able to, through al-Qaeda or through Taliban, able to attack the United States. And it needs to be done on the ground. I've read where some people think this could be done from the Indian Ocean, from the Persian Gulf. No, we need to be on the ground. And we have allies, the people of Afghanistan. They do want to live in a modern society. Despite the threats of death, they voted and being killed for voting. People did vote in the recent elections. But this is truly an issue of protecting American families at home by defeating the terrorists overseas.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a member, as I mentioned before, of both the House Armed Services and House Foreign Affairs Committees. And the Congressman, a couple other major developments in the past few days. Number one, the president announcing that we would not move forward with the construction of a long-range missile defense shield in the Czech Republic and Poland, saying that the best intelligence that he's seen shows that Iran is not looking at long-range missiles. He also says that he hopes, although it was not a quid pro quo, that Russia will be more helpful in terms of dealing with Iran and its nuclear program. What did you make of the decision and the reasons surrounding it?
Well, I believe the decision was incorrect. On the very day that he made his decision, it was announced that Iran is very close to developing a nuclear bomb. They have repeatedly indicated that they have missile capability which can reach southeastern Europe, Bulgaria. The range doesn't have to be very far, because the target could very easily be Israel. We know that Ahmadinejad has indicated death to Israel. Also, this puts at risk our Persian Gulf allies, and in fact, it could reach even to India, where the capabilities of the Iranian missiles could reach allies that we have in South Asia, Southeastern Europe, and all of the Middle East. We're putting our great new allies of the Czech Republic and Poland at risk. These are now champions of freedom and democracy around the world, having thrown off totalitarianism. And we have really put both of those nations at risk.
In terms of the Iranians, obviously we'll see another performance from President Ahmadinejad at the UN this week in New York. At the same time, though, and you mentioned that the report came out just days ago that Iran is very close to having a functional nuclear weapon. Many people believe that the last effort to stop that could be an Israeli strike against one or multiple nuclear weapons facilities. Now we have Zbigniew Brzezinski, who many may remember was the National Security Advisor for President Carter many years ago, saying that the U.S. needs to do everything possible, including potentially shooting down Israeli planes heading to Iranian airspace. What do you make of all that?
I'm a strong supporter of Israel and its self-defense. All Americans should be grateful that it was Israel that did away with the nuclear weapons program of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. It was Israel that did away with the nuclear weapons program in Syria through attacks. They didn't ask permission. They're defending themselves. And you have a rogue state, Iran, a wonderful country where the people in Iran are very pro-American, very pro-democratic, but they are being ruled by a bizarre group of theocrats who have pledged death to America, death to Israel.
Last question before we let you go, sir. How do you continue to encourage those people to keep doing that? And do you think that those people can rise up and take control of their country before a nuclear weapon is deployable?
The people of Iran, and I have Iranian Americans who live in the district I represent, are highly educated. They come from actually a modern state. It's not a control state such as North Korea. People do have the capability through internet, through cable, through satellite, through cell phone, to understand America is not their enemy. We want the best for the Iranian people. This is a great culture, the Persian culture. They're being oppressed by people who are holding them back from participating in modern society. All they have to do is look at the phenomenal successes of their neighbors. I was just in Abu Dhabi and United Arab Emirates. I was in Bahrain. I've been to recently to Qatar and Kuwait, very modern countries with very dynamic civilizations.
Congressman, a lot on the foreign policy plate. Thanks so much for weighing in with your thoughts.
Well, honor to be with you, Greg. Again, thank you for educating the American people.
My pleasure, sir. Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican of South Carolina's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees in the House of Representatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.